Hi, I'm Greg Mangum, founder and voluntary CEO of Only a Pavement Away, the charity that supports people looking to rebuild their lives through employment opportunities in hospitality. I'm going to introduce you to a good friend of mine, Paul Marsh, founder of Chase Proper Pubs, and our partner Switch for Profit, who are a free advisory and consultancy service specialising in saving operators money. I think it's also worth pointing out here that when we first started, Only a Pavement Away grew and survived because people who we hadn't met came in and gave us a chance and set up phenomenal ways to donate money to us. And through Switch for Profit, Paul was one of those people. He was one of the originals. So it's our opportunity to thank Paul. And I really want to say, if there's any more of you out there who have got the same culture, ethos, and desire to help others the way Paul has, then don't be frightened to step forward, because you can always talk to Paul, and he's a shining example of how he's helped Only a Pavement Away grow to what we are today. So firstly, Paul, we're going to talk about yourself, why you started Switch for Profit. And I think it's fair to say that conversations before, we both sort of say we fell into where we are. You know, I was an ops director and I've been in hospitality, as you like to point out to me, for quite a number of years. And I'd never ever planned on being a CEO and starting a charity, but hospitality allowed me to do that. And I think in some ways you fell into Switch for Profit. So I'm sure there's a lot of budding entrepreneurs out there would like to know how Paul Marsh started a business that's really gaining momentum.
It was purely as a result of that year working L&T when I came out, and I had a 4 month gap before starting my next employed role. I was approached by a company in terms of payments and working for them, and I thought, credit cards, really? But I talked to them anyway, and I thought, well, I've got 4 months to spare. They had this consultancy role. I started it, and that's how I got into saving local businesses, in particular then pubs money. L&T where I was focused at the time. And from there, it just snowballed. Lockdown itself showed the opportunity to create what we did, which was Switch for Profit.
So I think for our listeners out there, who, for those who don't know you, I think it'd be good for them to understand why you're so passionate about Switch for Profit, because sometimes you undersell your entrepreneurship and your passion. And having started this charity, then I can emphasize with you, God, what it's like to start a business. And you've done that in a very, very challenging market. So where did that passion come from? What was it?
I think throughout my career, the happiest times I ever did was VC company. That company in particular was Wizard over a period of years.
Well, that's going back, yeah.
Yeah, Chris Hutt, Julian Sargeson.
Yeah.
And the area manager role, dealing with CEOs of their own little businesses in their own right, pub managers, and talking to them in the way we did and how we got results by helping them understand their business more. That's what I truly enjoyed. Progressing my career into other roles such as ops director and having meetings about meetings, didn't enjoy as much. When I started doing this, meeting business owners, it was taking me back to when I was an area manager. But it was advising them. It's not only if they're a business owner of a tenanted pub, for example, it's not just saving them a bit of money, it's affecting their life. This is their business. This is their livelihood.
And I think that's the important. It's a call to all those area managers out there, because I was an area manager as well, and it's the most exciting and challenging role in our industry, isn't it?
Yep.
You know, people who see you as their confidant and want to tell you things, people whose businesses are relying on you, and then your bosses who say, we've got to implement this and we've got to implement that.
Yep.
And how do you do that with 24 individual outlets, 24 individual personalities? And I think if you cracked it as an area manager, that gives you that passion and
absolutely
and that absolutely drive to get your business off the ground. So I called out to all those area managers. You're a great bunch.
Exactly.
So what are the most common areas, Paul, across hospitality businesses where you identify opportunities to make people help become more cost efficient?
The most common areas in which we are focusing are EPOS, payment processing, as I mentioned, bookings. However, through our partnership network that we've grown since we started just before COVID, it is also comms such as broadband, telephone, utilities, banking charges, funding, even estate planning through one of our partners, if you need it, Greg. Our partnership referral network is growing, and as a result, we can usually recommend an area for review that businesses may not have considered or don't know where to start.
So can you talk us through some examples of hospitality business that you've worked with and how you've helped them to become more cost effective?
The main specialist non-sexy area, as you might call it, is where operators face that we got involved with is around accepting payments, otherwise known as merchant services. New to hospitality and the smaller operators especially were and still are classed as high risk. The big boys, instead of helping them doing what they could to make their services as affordable as possible, they take advantage with hard to understand quotes, high rates, onerous contracts and significant exit fees. The biggest company that we negotiated a deal for to date, their existing supplier was Punch and Lane Pubs, introducing Dojo across their managed estate. However, it's the SMEs where I personally get the most satisfaction. From new agreements for the likes of the Devonshire and Soho,
yes,
to the fabulous niche operators of the likes of Top Quivy and Utter Waffle, where I save them thousands on credit card processing costs, as well as providing installation, training, integration and even cancellation of their existing contracts by buying them out of their previous agreements. A proud recent deal I did as a referral from one of our partners was switching Thai Square with circa 20 locations. Again, this was to Dojo and overseeing the introduction of EPOS integration with Tavalis while saving them in excess of 40,000 a year. It's not just about advising on card machines and cost savings. We cover our best to use tech to speed up service, increase spend per head and attract more bums on seats.
How do you take an idea like Switch for Profit and turn it into the juggernaut it is now? Because you've rolled off a number of names there of operators. You know, you've got Punch. I did a bit of contract work for Punch. They're big, yeah. You know, and some of those others are some pretty niche operators. What is it about you that made that happen? Because there's people out there saying, I'm facing redundancy, it's hard times, there's the NI costs that are stopping us getting jobs.
Probably not got quite as big a black book as yourself, being so much younger. But I think...
Yeah, a lot of mine are dead though.
it came as an opportunity I saw when I was doing the lease intensive project. And we researched for new to pub operators who the best providers were in the sector for the likes of EPOS, card machines, stock takers, etc. We drove so much business to one particular company. When I finished that 1 year contract, there was a payment company who came to me and asked me for a job. Asked me, did I want to work for them? I said, credit card machines, really? I went and talked to them. I was a few months off starting my next role, and they talked to me about this consultancy they had, and that's where it started. The likes of Punch, I've now got somebody called Paul Pavley, who you know.
Yeah.
He assists me as if a Ned role, if you like, keeping me on track, and he's helped open a few doors, and that was one of them. So it's through the network of that you develop within the trade that is hospitality.
Yeah. And what key performance indicators do you think hospitality operators should be focusing on right now? And it's taking it, I suppose, from you as an operator, isn't it? With your pubs and as a supplier and distributor to outlets.
Yeah. Well, as an operator myself, as well as running Switch for Profit, and in facing the uncertainty we and our customers are, then changing customer behaviour and habits is more prevalent than ever. Therefore, for me, what I'm looking at is visit frequency, spend per head, customer reviews, and net promoter score, which we include in any communication that we send out to customers on through marketing. The most challenging control we face where KPIs need to be applied is around granular hourly performance of staff members, ensuring value for money for the increased wages and NI that we're now forced to pay without compromising on service.
And for the folks out there who have not yet joined our crusade, how do they get Switch for Profit into their pubs and boost the coffers of Only a Payment Away through your sublime generosity?
Well, anybody who uses our services, we give a small percentage to yourselves. I don't know what the current total is, but I know it's over excess of £25,000.
It is indeed.
They can simply find out more by going to our website, which is switchforprofit.co.uk. Call me or even call you and you can give my number.
And so people out there know, for people to sign up to Switch for Profit and be able to donate to Only a Payment Away through yourselves, it's pretty simple, isn't it? You don't have to have any rewiring or new technology. It's just...
Every business is different, but we tailor make it what's right for the business rather than selling them something they don't need. Everything we do is free in terms of what we do in terms of advice, the deals we introduce for them, how we tailor it for them. It includes installation, integration, training, cancellation, everything.
Brilliant. That's fantastic. And now we're going to finish this episode with a quick fire round for yourself.
Okay.
So just going to put you on the spot. So what's your favourite thing about hospitality?
Inclusivity and the fact it cannot and does not stand still.
Favourite meal to order at a restaurant? I've got a sneaking suspicion I might know what this is.
Go on, man. What do you think?
Is it Thai food?
It's not. It was a hard one to answer, though. Scallops, followed by steak frites, followed by cheese and biscuits or creme brulee.
Wow. Yeah. What's the best leadership advice you've received?
From my dad. Never compromise yourself and always try to be a leader of leaders.
Wow, that's something else. Very wise man. If you could have dinner with any figure in the hospitality world, so you can exclude me because you bought me more dinners or I promised to buy you more dinners and then left without paying, left you with the invoice, who would it be, past or present?
It's got to be Raymond Blanc. Why, when you watch and hear him talking on TV, his velvet tones, it just makes sense and you just listen.
Describe hospitality in one word.
Resilient.
And this is time to hand the baton on. Who would you like to hear on the next Serving Success episode? What's going to make you listen to the next one?
Well, one I'm really impressed with is Charlie and Ed from Incipio. The story of the little guy reaching the growth they are seeing and the barriers they are breaking is awesome.
Yeah, they are, aren't they? Ed Davenport is something else, isn't he? Mm. So thank you, everybody, for listening. A huge thank you to Paul for joining us today on today's episode. Please get in touch with Paul. And, of course, thanks to our sponsors at Stonegate, led by David McDowell. Without their support, this podcast series wouldn't have been possible. Please be sure to give us a review and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast to be sure you don't miss an episode, because we don't want you to turn around and realise you've missed a very important moment in your life. Keep your ears and eyes peeled for the next one. We'll see you then. And please leave this podcast thinking, how do I sign up for Switch for Profit?